So we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 21, and today's text is 25. Tat praja bhartir pindartham.
Upon your king
for his welfare after death. over the word adhokshaja dhiya, meaning Krishna consciousness, are very important in this verse. The king and citizen should both be Krishna conscious, after both of them will be doomed. Otherwise, both of them will be doomed to lower species of life after death. A responsible government must teach Krishna consciousness very vigorously for the benefit of all. Without Krishna consciousness, neither the state nor the citizens of the state can be responsible. Vithu Maharaj therefore specifically requested the citizens to act in Krishna consciousness, and he was also very anxious to teach them how to become Krishna conscious. A summary of Krishna consciousness is given in Bhagavad Gita 9:27. Yat korosi yadasnasi yajohosi yadasiyat yat tapasyasi kunteya tat purushyama darpana. Whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you give in charity, whatever acts you undergo should be done in Krishna consciousness and for the satisfaction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If all the people of the state, including government servants, are taught the techniques of spiritual life, then although everyone is liable to be punished in different ways by the stringent laws of the nature, they will not be punished. They will not be implicated. I'll try to say a few things in accordance with what Srila Prabhupada has mentioned in the purport and in the verse. So here is this is the ideal Krishna conscious king who advises the citizens to become Krishna conscious. The whole idea is to be Krishna conscious, and that is the purpose of in life. So Bhagavatam, the scriptures, they all aim to explain this for the purpose of living entities to become Krishna conscious in this human form of life. That is the purpose behind our existence, being here in this material world. This is why, you know, Krishna appears in this world. Jada jada hi tamasya glani bhavati bharata. It says that I come to this world glani bhavati, when there is a discrepancy. So Krishna comes millennium after millennium to protect devotees and to re-establish the dharma, the religious principles, to bring back the conditioned souls to his lotus feet in the spiritual world where we really belong. So that is the aim of the Vedic literatures, the purpose of Vedic literature. So the king, a Vaishnava king, a devotee king, a devotee leader, he is he who brings those conditioned souls, giving us instruction to be Krishna conscious in various ways, and engages the people in their prescribed duties, but ultimately to make them Krishna conscious. It's mentioned here, Varna and Ashrama. Varna and Ashrama means people who are born in a certain characters. They have a certain character or certain families that they are brought up. So different ashram, like there is people who are grihastha, family-oriented people, where they're in a family, they have to work, earn money for a living. And then there's the brahmacharis who are celibate living in an ashram, celibate life. And then there is the people who are sannyasis and pranapastas, big leaders who completely given up everything. So there are different types of ashrams, four ashrams, according to the Vedic system. But whatever ashram you are in, the purpose of this ashram is to become Krishna conscious. It doesn't matter if you are grihastha, or you are vanaprastha, or you are sannyasi, or you are brahmachari. idea of Sri Krishna consciousness. So a leader, a proper leader, will instruct people how to be Krishna conscious in their particular ashram. Sometimes, so Krishna Maharaj here, he is empowered by Krishna, he is empowered personality of Godhead. He is an ideal king. He made the citizen be Krishna conscious. It's opposite to what we see today. Today what we see, there is no ideal king. Ideal king is one who is Krishna conscious, a religious king. One who performs dharma, principles, religious, uphold principles. Not only he instructs others, but he himself is Krishna conscious. Amaraya prachar, that he himself is a teacher. A perfect teacher is he who can teach others by his own example. I may say something, but my behavior may be something else. That's not ideal king. Why not be perfect in every way? Otherwise, we say in English, lip service. Just talking. There's no example. That's the modern day king. A modern day leader. Yeah, I promise. Just vote me. You see it all the time. But they can't keep their promises. But God, He has the power to protect everyone. He can give us all the things that He's guaranteed. He said, if you serve me, do not worry, I'll protect you. I can't say that to you. Everybody serve me, and I'll protect you. I can't say it because there's no guarantee that I can protect you. At the time of difficulty, I can't protect you. You're somewhere else and you're calling me and I can't hear you. But Krishna's sitting in your heart, He can hear you. In every way, we must practice to be Krishna conscious from childhood. It's not easy to be Krishna conscious. Perfect leader means you have to be brought up in it. You can't just say, I'm going to be Krishna conscious from today and tomorrow, not. A pure devotee like Prabhupada, he was by birth, he was pure devotee. By birth. Prabhupada said, I never forget Krishna. I'm always thinking of Krishna. He didn't say like that, but you can see him. You know, Srila Prabhupada, when he went to America, I mean, people were coming to see him from you know, rich, poor, everyone. And they were pouring him with glories and wealth, like you see today. Prabhupada was never distracted by all this. He was totally Krishna conscious. Never distracted by Maya, or any wealth, or any form of... He can see only Krishna. He can maintain his Krishna consciousness. That is the strength of a leader. A real leader, the strength is not in the muscle. The strength that he is totally dedicated to Krishna. He takes his strength from Krishna, from chanting Hare Krishna. The Shakti, the spiritual strength, is in Krishna. And one who has it, a pure devotee has that, and he can share with you. Just like we are coming together here. What is the need for this? You could be sitting in a pub. Well, nobody does this early in the morning. But you'll be sleeping. But you feel, when you all come together, associate devotees, that spirituality, that your Krishna consciousness is coming from Krishna. That's why he's in the altar. So when you look at him, you pray to him, he gives his mercy. Radharani has her hand like this, blessing us all. And when we look at Radharani and pray to her, she's the most merciful. In Chinese, they have King Kao Kuan Yin, God of Mercy. She also has a hand like this. The idea is to bless. God is the most merciful. Krishna is the most merciful. We are hard-hearted. Krishna is the most merciful. But chanting Hare Krishna, we become softened. Our heart becomes softened. This is why sometimes people take advantage of devotees, because you are so kind. You know, like the other day we were sitting in ashram and a bum from the street walked in. Well, devotees told me he was a devotee before. He had long hair going down his lower back and was... We have to probably stay away from him because he smells so bad. But he came to the ashram and was very humble. He said,
I got permission to take a shower here, can I go on the soul bring with that?
And he looked very humble, so you know, we felt, yeah, sure. So people are us coming, we feel very merciful towards people.
We're not hard-hearted. Krishna is the most merciful.
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going to take his appearance in a few days.
He's the most merciful of God. Mahavadanaya, magnanimous incarnation.
He embraced, the other day we were talking about, he embraced Lord Nityananda, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they embraces a Shudra, a lower class person. And his body became dark for a moment because he took all that bad karma. He has a golden body. Gaurahari means golden limbs. And he became momentarily dark. But then, because he was observing their karma, the Jagai Maharaj. So everybody today, full of bad karma. Isn't it? So I'll kill you. You will kill your ego. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never took up weapons. Like Krishna, he killed demons with his Sudarshan chakra. Cut off the demon's head. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, 500 years ago, he didn't took up any weapons. Because if you're going to kill demons, everybody's a demon these days. You have to kill everybody. So he didn't take up the weapon. He said, he made everybody chant Hare Krishna. He killed the ego, false ego in the heart. Made everyone Krishna conscious. People used to say, everybody becomes a Hare Krishna, what's going to happen to the world? People used to say that in the 70s, if everybody becomes Hare Krishna, a Prabhupada used to say, you know, because that time was all hippies in the 70s and 60s. Prabhupada used to say, all hippies will become happies. No more hippies, they will all become happy. And that's what we see today. The Hare Krishna movement, the purpose of the Hare Krishna movement is to make everyone happy. Isn't it? That's what you're looking for? Whatever it is, underline, you're looking for happiness. That happiness, you're not going to find in the material world. You see today, someone's violent in the world. They think if I take it onto you, I'm frustrated, I take it onto you. That's not going to do anything. We have to change our own heart. We have to become Krishna conscious ourselves. And the devotees learn very quickly. We learn very quickly because we have the attitude of surrendering. We are devotees, doesn't mean we don't have material desire. If you turn the fan off, you still keep going. After a while, it's still going. So it takes time. I'm trying Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, dancing. I still have material desire. But it takes time. A lot of cleansing to do. Cleansing process. It's like they find a diamond. Is the diamond inside a coal very taking hundreds of years to become a diamond in the middle of the coal rock? So when they first get the diamond, it doesn't look like diamond at all. It's called rough diamond. It looks like just a piece of rock, you find it anyway. But the diamond in the middle. People who work for the diamond, they know this is rock, this is rough diamond. So they have to bring a big bag of rough diamond to work for them. So they cut it, and they have a machine that they can cut it certain way that you don't lose the diamond. For some people, they can, so they have a special machine to cut the diamond. You don't lose the weight of it. So my point is, so many thousands of years, our heart is rock. Like, but underneath there is a diamond. But it's rough diamond. It's rough right now. We have to clean the heart, then that will appear. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, mercy. We are in the process of chanting Hare Krishna. We have to fall in the process of chanting Hare Krishna. And that diamond, and that different grades of diamond. There is SI color, and clarity, and very low color. Cutting is not good, the table is offshore. So you have to know those things. If you're going to buy a diamond, they can sell you a fake diamond. Looks like a diamond, made out of glass. So you have to know. Some people say, come to me, I'll make you Krishna conscious. They could be faking and giving the wrong thing. They could be coming from our brands. So if you want to practice Krishna consciousness, you have to take from the right source, bona fide source. They can give you the fake stuff.
Oh, I got cheated.
Nothing worse than being cheated.
Yeah. I kill them if they're cheating.
Don't be cheated. Prabhupada just said, cheaters and cheated. This in Kali Yuga, everyone is a cheater. The four defects, one of them is cheating. Cheating propensity. So practice Krishna consciousness for a leader who can guide us. Krishna conscious leader. And that is Prithu Maharaj, as Krishna conscious leader. He was empowered. Supreme Prasad is Rajesh. If the citizens, there's no rain, you create the rain. They even have a movie, make rain. That's just a joke. They can't do it, so they make a movie out of it. Well, he himself actually make rain. So, pure devotees, guru, they have the power to rub onto us the shakti. Just like we're in the temple, I talked about before. If you're in the temple, look at the deity, you chant Hare Krishna. The shakti comes to us. We get rubbed into it. That's the blessing of Krishna. So I want the blessing, please. Not just lip service, you have to do it, you have to be in it. You have to be in it to get it. So the leader, Krishna conscious leader, is he who can make others Krishna conscious by his own example. Jare dekho tare kaho Krishna upadesh amara gay guru hoya taro edesh. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, everyone can become a guru. Jare dekho, that he can tell others about Krishna. That's the only way. A real teacher, a real guru, he is one who can make give people knowledge, spiritual knowledge, teachings, guidance, spiritual teachings, not academic books. Oh yeah, yeah. What's your occupation? I'm a mechanical engineer. I'm very proud to say that. I work in the IT. If Krishna didn't give me power, he couldn't move your finger. He couldn't punch on the computer. If he didn't give you the brain, your brain's not working. If Krishna didn't give you energy, your hair wouldn't be growing. Oh yeah, I work for the IT. This is, Krishna is the source of everything, by his mercy. So we have to understand through knowledge that we are here in this temple, we are working for Krishna. Here is, sometimes I'm very hungry. I cook, before I came here, I would go to Hong Kong from China and just cook once in a while. I'm just here every day in the kitchen. Yes. I'm thinking of this. This is a very humbling service. And before I go here and there, all over the world, and here come to Melbourne and just throw me in the kitchen. I'm there every day. But I enjoy it. Because I know I'm going to. Just a few days ago, I was thinking. I was lying down and I was thinking, what it is to be a time of death. I was thinking, like, I lose my air. Your best friend, they're not there near you to protect you at the time of death. So I was thinking, suppose I'm dying now, how it is going to be, feel like? And like, I don't have the air, I need every breath to breathe. And I couldn't think. As I was thinking, I was kind of losing air. I was thinking, oh, maybe I'm going to die now. So what I was thinking, I was really getting very frustrated. Getting very worried. As I was getting more worried, my air was getting less, and I was thinking, maybe I'm going to die now. Oh, Krishna. In the middle of this jar, just thinking while I was lying down, how it is going to be at the time of death. We all talk about death, but I was thinking myself, what if I'm going to die now? So, how is the feeling at the time of death? How is that feeling? So I was coming to the train, I was thinking, as well today, on the way, what if I die now? There's no devotees, no temple, I'm gonna go to hell. Because he says that if you die, the temple will die, an association of devotees doing service, that's very liberating.
well, what if, you know, there's no guarantee I won't die in the temple. I'm telling you, I might wish, you know, just, you know, Hare Krishna, last hit on the drum. I mean, I haven't heard anyone doing it, but that's my wish. So that's the glorious death. So at the time of death, it's a very crucial time to think of Krishna. In India, they go to India, they say, oh, no, sadhu, sadhu life, Padme. When I'm 50, I'm 50 now, just 50 days ago. So I really have to rock in Krishna consciousness now, it's the time. But people say, oh, I'm 50, 60, 70, then I will take up. Now let me enjoy. Just a few days ago, there's an airplane crash. The youngest person was 7 years. So there's no guarantee that you live for 50. There's no guarantee. And while you're praying, someone can come and kill you. There's no guarantee, it just happened. Hey, of course, oh Krishna, please protect me. He's protecting us. That's why we're still here till today. You're not that one got killed. We have Krishna's protecting us all the time. You ate a big pile of halwa, you didn't get sick because Krishna protected you. I remember I had I took a big pile of halwa. That's because they weren't giving to us any prasad, so I had to steal. So I'm not making an excuse. Don't do it because you're. So at that time, I took a big pile of halwa from the park that was an offer. I said, oh, there's nobody around. I thought, oh, this is an opportunity. These people never feed us, so I have to steal. And I stuck it all in my mouth, and I couldn't breathe. It wasn't going down, it wasn't coming out. I just stuck. So what do I do now? So I was praying to Krishna, please. I will never do it again. Please. I know it's you're all merciful. I still have to stay and preach Krishna consciousness. I will serve you and be here. And then suddenly, the halwa started to melt down. And I could swallow it, and I could breathe, and I talk. So they said that us, we're in the womb of a mother, that down there in the womb is so painful and so horrible, that the womb dividing on us and everything. That time, we're so much in agony and pain. It's mentioned in the Bhagavatam that that person in the womb, they're praying to Krishna, please let me go out, I'll serve you. And when you come, happy birthday and everything. And we forget Krishna. Because everything here is so cooling and so nice. But we promise to Krishna. Before we are born, we have promised to Krishna, I'll serve Krishna. And then we forget the promise. So, a leader, a Krishna conscious person, a sadhu, a devotee. Sadhu means what? Actual meaning in a sadhu means a knife. Chaku. You know chaku? In Bengali it's a chaku. Give me the knife. When I came here in India, they use a foot knife. You know, foot knife, you heard of foot knife? They sit and use the feet to cut the vegetable. This knife is like that. They're sitting on a thing. It's called foot knife. And I came here and I gave me a knife to kill the potato. I didn't know how to use it because we use a foot knife. How to use the hand. So, sadhu means a knife. Whether it's a foot knife or a hand knife. It's a knife. It cuts our ego in our heart. Oh, I'm such a great devotee. No, you're not. Cut with the knife. I'm this, I'm that. At the time of death, like I'm saying, we are so much in agony. We don't think who we are. We completely forget those things. Our position. We are nothing. When the death comes, it doesn't matter what you are. You're rich or poor. It's all over. It's time's up, right? Right? It's time's up. Suffering so much. There's this other story. There's this devotee. Hare Krishna devotee. And he had everything. He won a lottery. And so he said, oh, I don't need to chant Hare Krishna anymore. And so he was just walking by one day on the side of the ocean. And suddenly he slipped. And He grabbed onto the side of the rock, edge of the. If he lets go, he's going to. He will become a chutney. He'll become chutney, you know, on the rock. So he was praying, Krishna, please help me. And so there's a person walking by. He saw these eight fingers there at the edge of a mountain, of a cliff. And he said, oh, someone help me. He was hanging down. So he helped him up. And then he went straight to the temple, full of patience. I'm going to serve Krishna. Please forgive me. So sometimes, when we are devotee, we will understand these things. If you're not devotee, if you're a devotee, everyone's devotee, but we have to act through knowledge. Think, oh, I know so much. But everything we have to act through knowledge is through our action. So he came straight to the temple, please forgive me, I'll serve you from today, like this. So don't wait for that kind of circumstance to happen. Serve Krishna. Time is now. Serve Krishna. So, every one of us, we have a responsibility. It says here in this book, responsibility is that responsibility is to become Krishna conscious. Conscious of Krishna. Why Krishna? Why not someone else? No, because Krishna says, serve me, become my devotee. Jat karosi, jadasnachi. Whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you offer and give away in charity, Krishna says in this right hand purpose, he says, do it for me. That's a devotee. Conclusion of a devotee, he is jat karosi, jadasnachi. He's one who, whatever he does, whatever he eats, give away in charity, he does it for me. I go to the kitchen, take a mango, I love mango. I go there, take a banana, and eat it. No, offer to Krishna. You see a beautiful flower, Prabhupada said, offer to Krishna. You see a beautiful flower, offer to Krishna. You see, when you go to Mayapur, there's flower everywhere. Villagers, they come, take it, they give it to the girlfriend. They write it, Krishna flower, Krishna full to live now. Don't pick Krishna's flower. They write a big signboard everywhere. So everything here is all for Krishna. You see how you have a very beautiful son, young, strong. You know, if you join another couple, there should be a muscle. Make sure you can work hard for Krishna. An elderly man, not for you here. That's why your Hare Krishna temple love young people, because we work hard for Krishna. Isn't it? I remember in the 60s, 70s, they used to say, you Hare Krishna, get a job. I mean, I spoke to someone 6 months, still looking for a job. They didn't have a job. He's very qualified. He's looking for a job. A devotee. He has any qualification, IT, what do you name it? He couldn't find it. So it's a good job. He didn't have a job. You become a devotee, Hare Krishna, it's full of services. That's why I see the mothers here cut fruit. Sometimes there's no one there to cut fruit. They don't have enough manpower. We need service. We need devotees. Get a job, come to Hare Krishna temple. It's full of service here. Isn't it? And who has a lack of manpower? Become a Brahmin. Oh, Prabhu, I'm not a Brahmin. I can't cook. Then become a Brahmin. Because I don't want to take Brahmin initiation because I have other commitments. And if I become a Brahmin, I have to do deity worship, I have to cook. So no. What's the purpose of human life? You're not going to be with your family, maintaining your family at the time of death. Husband, wife, and husband, wife, they still clinging on to each other at the age of 18. Still holding hands and walking. That's good if you can stay together. But the idea is, the purpose in your life is to serve Krishna. It's to be Krishna conscious. After 50, you're meant to take vanaprastha and sannyas and preach. Our family is Prabhupada's family. It's Krishna's family. Not just is mine, mine, mine. Nothing comes to us. That first teaching of Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, I'm not this body, second chapter. Have we actually understood that nicely? I'm not this body. We all think I'm this body. I mean, I haven't come across any day that I thought, I'm not this body. I'm devotee for more than 40 years, I'm thinking, did I think, I always think I'm this body. So I was thinking the other day, suppose I'm overcome this ego, I'm not this body, then I'll be really spiritually, any spiritual platform. I will not be affected by anything. That's the first thing we have to come off. That I'm this body, I'm not this body. I'm Brahmasmi, I'm a spirit soul, I'm servant of Krishna. You're black, white, doesn't matter. Under the skin is the same. Cut your skin, blood is the same. Black, white, yellow, red, any color. Right? Oh yeah, I'm blonde. And some people like, you know, they're very, really white, and they go to the beach, lie in the sun, to get brown color. Oh, what the heck? We're not this body. The purpose of is to understand that we are servant of Krishna, servant of God. I'm a servant. I don't like the word servant. I'm nobody's servant. I wrote a letter to someone who is not a Hare Krishna. And by mistake, you know, we all say you're servant so and so. You're insignificant, humble servant. So I wrote, so that person wrote me back and said, why are you writing, I'm not your servant. You're not my servant. Why are you writing me a servant? I said, oh, sir, I forgot. I'm supposed to write to a devotee. Because he don't understand that insignificant servant. Insignificant worm. So I was suffering so much like a worm. The devotee said to me, because you always think like a worm, so you become like a worm. Don't think too much. I was a worm, then you become one. So I started giving up. I said, I'm your eternal servant, but devotee servant, not a worm. So I started to become a better person, not like a worm. Anyway, it's good to be humble. Humble attitude. They say in Bengali, if you have a big tree, a big storm comes, the tree will be fallen. You see big storm here in Australia? Floods. And but if you grass, you're safe. The grass, if people step on the grass, and it's still okay. The grass is, hey, you are stepping on me. Grass. So Krishna consciousness means to understand everything from the root. Right from the root. I'm the most fallen of all fallen. I don't care, we can do anything for Krishna. The spiritual master says, don't eat till I tell you. Yes, Maharaj. Yes, sir. I don't eat. No breakfast today. It's okay. They go out protesting. No breakfast today. Somebody rang up the council because we forgot to bring prasadam in the evening one day. So I got a message from Sukadev. There was no prasadam, there was misunderstanding. So I didn't cook because they had leftover crossways. They forgot to bring it. So people came to eat, there was no prasadam out there that evening. So there was, it's our problem. But people, they called off the council, there was no food that day. So sometimes people say, what time is the food? So it starts at 4:30. Because that's the time the program starts. And then they come exactly what the food time is. They don't sit in the class. So then they ask me to, anyone comes late, $5. So I was at the gate, this is in Sydney. And then after that, we thought it was free, but it's for late comers $5. And they run into the dirty job. And then after a while, everybody was on time. They were there for the class, everything. Because it became late $5. The Sunday feast goes up. It's way back in Sydney. So then, you know, Krishna consciousness is here, but people are not seeing it. They're seeing something else. If I bring in front of you a very beautiful plate of prasadam, and then there's a halabha, sweet rice, forget how much you like, because here everyone doesn't like to eat anymore. There's too much. So you have pakora and a salad, you know, the olives in it. I know when the last time I saw olives here. Then you pick up all the good things. And a rasagula nobody wants, because it's hard. If you keep it in the fridge, it becomes a rock like that. You throw it in the water, comes back. But everybody wants all the good things. But if you're Krishna conscious, you eat whatever is offered to Krishna. It doesn't matter. You're not eating for taste. There was a Goswami. He used to carry his deity. I forget his name. He used to carry his deity, Lata Gopal, with him. And he slept anywhere down the tree. And he had much for himself. And he had a bowl. You know, coconut shell? It's like a bowl. So you take coconut out, and you got a shell. So he used to use that as a cup to offer Krishna. And we here we have a silver plate. And you know, I came here in 1980s, the same silver plate. It's about time this Krishna Janmashtami. I hope someone can offer Krishna a new silver plate. So he had the coconut shell. And he offered this eggplant, begun. In Bengal, begun means eggplant. You know, it's our best vegetable. We love begun. So he used to offer eggplants cut. He didn't have ghee and pot to cook. It just not cooked, raw. And offered to his Lata Gopal with sincere prayers. It's not cooked. If I give you eggplant not cooked, offer to Krishna, would you eat it? See, you will eat it. Because you're looking for the best part in the plate. You know, burfi. And he would eat it. He didn't go, not cooked. He ate with great pleasure. He said, oh, eggplant. I cut it and offered to Krishna. And it's so wonderful. He ate that raw eggplant because he offered to Krishna. If Krishna can eat, why can't I eat it? That was his love. That's Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is not about, I'm Krishna conscious. Today I am, tomorrow not. Krishna consciousness is always. You know, this Gorpunim was coming in a few days. No prasadam till evening. And when I first joined, they never told me about fasting. I said, yeah, Hare Krishna, the white people, they have feast all the time, pancakes and all the Western food. I was really excited. And then they told me, we don't have enough, you have this khichdi. I said, well, I eat khichdi at home, I don't want that. I joined Hare Krishna, I want the Western food, sandwiches and pancake and all, Western food. He said, no, forget that. Yeah. And then they said, you have to fast until Gopurima came. It was around that time. I was like shocked. Fasting, I never heard of that. And still evening, whole day. Like, you know, we go to sleep fasting all night. I wake up in the morning. There was no prasadam till evening. I was starving. And then they said, group of boys, children like your age, they give us one banana or something. Around 12 o'clock. We're almost half dead. So then I realized after some time, you know, we're not dependent on this food so much. I take fast for a few days. There's no problem. Now, but that time. So we have to come, go over this pleasure and pain. That's the meaning of yoga. So you have to go over pain and pleasure. I tell people, rise above, go pain and pleasure. They say, that's for you. We can't do it. That's just a joke. You know. So whenever we talk about Krishna consciousness, we relish chanting Hare Krishna. Relish the mantra. I remember one time, there's Gorpunima, they didn't want to bathe goat because they didn't have enough ghee and all these things. So we bathe Krishna with flour. That's cheap. So everybody bring flour, and we bathe Krishna with flour because we didn't have ghee, we didn't have was everyone's poor, the temple was poor. Then Krishna accepts it. Krishna accepts our service. So you relish serving Krishna with love, you feel the ecstasy, you feel the happiness. It's not that you come here to eat. And when we eat prasad offered to Krishna, we honor it, we feel ecstatic because it's offered to Krishna. Not that you go home and you offer to Krishna one laddu. Basically sugar and some flour, and you eat nice chapati with ghee and butter and all this thing. So you have the facility to serve Krishna, use that to serve Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness. If there is not, you're happy. If there is, you're happy. Because you relish Krishna consciousness not from material point of view. It's because you relish Krishna chanting and Krishna, chanting, singing and dancing through spiritual knowledge. So if you give away, if you do charity, anything, you give to Krishna.
I come to Gautam temple here, on Janmashtami and Krishna's birthday or any other day, I see this rice and milk and butter and ghee stacked up. You can't even see the deity. People are giving so much. That's very nice. So charity. Give charity to Krishna. Give for Krishna's pleasure. Then no, I don't have money, I can't. Okay, come here and do some service. Do some cleaning. Or do something. Involve yourself. Oh, I can't do that, I'm disabled. Then sit down and eat. That's also service. Somehow make the connection to Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness means to make connect yourself with Krishna. Your consciousness, our mind, our consciousness is always observed in all sorts of thoughts. Even when you're worshipping the deity. I remember I'm in the deity room and doing the puja, and so many ideas coming from many years ago. While I'm chanting, while I'm in the deity room. So mind is always bringing back memories of something you did many years ago. So that's why Mana Krishna, it's mentioned you have to train the mind to think of Krishna. Train the mind. As soon as you go out, or even here, we are looking at, just looking.
You go to a city, you have nothing to do, you go to a city, look at everything. Where are you going? Oh, shopping. They didn't buy anything, just looking at everything. You come back, you're very tired because your eyes are tired from looking at things. Strain the energy out. So devotees, we go out, Harinam, they go on Harinam. The Maharajis, they all went Harinam, some men. They're very happy to be changing. They didn't look at anything. I remember one time, I forget where it was. They said, you go chanting, they were some company, they wanted us to do a filming. So they're filming us while we were having Harinam, chanting in the street. They said, don't, you have to look at everything like this. So we don't do that. We're just looking at, so they were advertising us that even the Hare Krishnas, they advertised the sneakers. So we all got a Nike for using us. So we had to look at it. The devotees, we don't care, we don't look at everything. We are just observing, chanting. So Mana Krishna, to train the mind to think of Krishna. That's a very big job. In the temple, it's difficult. When you go out, it's difficult. Because the mind is the problem with everyone. That is our main problem, the mind. So I was thinking, one day I woke up and said, you mind, you're not going to tell me what to do. I'm going to train you. I'm going to think of only Krishna today. Nothing else. So I woke up early. I wasn't here when I woke up at home. Very early, like 2 in the morning. I said, no sleeping today. But that, there's no train around that time, come temple. First train around 5 o'clock. So I just take a shower. I said, no hot shower, freezing cold. I'm going to train the mind. Like, they said you train the mind. I was literally training it. And is this hot shower here, cold here? I said, no, cold. And I took cold shower, Hare Krishna. Like literally forcing myself.
And everything the mind says, I will do opposite. So no, no, have a sleep. No way, getting up. have a prasad. No. Everything the mind says, I do the opposite. Whatever, what pleases Krishna. And then he came here, and then I sat there, right there, and sitting down. I'm sitting here for the 6 o'clock now. I'm going to get up here at 7 o'clock. Sitting in one spot. So, and then my leg started hurting. I don't care. Put the leg in one place. Just look at, you know, chant. There was so much problem. The mind was telling me thousands of things. You know, move your positions. I get up on a walk. I go out. Go to the bathroom. Have a sleep. You know, just one after another. That's so. I sat there 1 hour and keep chanting. I felt good afterwards. That is the strength. The strength is when we can overcome your mind. The way to overcome your mind is to take shelter of Krishna. I remember we did a drama. We took this guy and he had difficulty controlling his mind. So we had one devotee grab the one arm, the other devotee grabbed the other arm. And he went, ah! And we make him chant Hare Krishna. And I said, I feel good. The mind is the only way. Chanting Hare Krishna is the only way to control the mind, which is a drama. And because the king, he told the servant to go to the market, buy everything. Each shop, whatever they had, they buy it. So he bought everything, and then there was one bottle. The shopkeeper said, don't ever open this bottle. You'll be troubled if you open it. He said, okay. So they bought everything, gave it to the king, and he said, don't open this bottle, they told us. If you open, you're in trouble. He said, okay, keep it there. So many years later, the king got very anxious, and he wanted to open the bottle. And he said, bring the bottle. And he opened the bottle, a big demon came out, touching the sky, so big. Even he had the armies and couldn't control him. He grabbed the king by the neck. Give me something to do! King, okay, go clean the. They have a big kitchen, like the one we have. They cook for thousands of people. And so he had everything cleaned up in no time. And he came back, give me something to do! He grabbed his neck. And said, go and cut the lawn. And the king has a very big lawn. Said, before you know it, very soon he came out and grabbed his neck and give me something to do. So he didn't know what to do. He was in big trouble. He was getting everything done so fast. So that king called the devotees, the Hare Krishna devotees. How do you control the guy? So they got the neck on one side and grabbed him. Chant Hare Krishna. 64 rounds. And when you finish 64, chant more. Just continually. And he sat down and chant. So that demon is the mind. Mind's always blasting us, giving us trouble. So you can engage the mind by chanting Hare Krishna. Mind is shanti, peaceful. So that is Krishna consciousness. Always you have to be meek and humble. Pinarabhi sunikena, thoroughly Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, the jewel of all quality is one's humility. You wear it around your neck. Humility. Humility is not like, today I'm humble, next day I'm proud. No, you have to understand what we are in reality, our position as eternal servant of Krishna. At the time of death, we are nothing. The trunk of soul. The humility comes that through knowledge, from detachment, so satsanga, the studying. This way. That, not artificial humility. To understand when you can understand what is our position as a servant of Krishna? Then we can be, and then we can say we're a servant. I'm a servant. Servant of servant. Okay. Any questions?
You were talking about the child being in the womb of the mother, and he's promising Krishna that I'm going to serve you. But does that mean that between death and birth there is a contact with the Supreme where you realize that you have done something wrong and then you promise that I'm going to do something better next life?
Yes, the thing is, when we are in the womb, that time we are suffering, excruciating suffering. So then we pray. So when you are out here, we don't feel that kind of pain. So here we are covered by Maya, it's Krishna's energy. You know, we forget our promise. But even here we can be reminded when there is pain and pleasure. So someone who takes up Krishna consciousness, there is a connection. Some karma. It's not that we made the promise only. Because you can go to the demigod, or you can turn Hare Krishna, you can go to the devotee. So this is a different level of surrender. So we need a devotee who can tell us. So not everyone will take up consciousness. Even if we suffering, we may turn to something else, not to Krishna. So the idea is there is always connection throughout this life, but someone is fortunate to be Krishna's devotee, someone is not. Like someone, if someone is suffering, they may take the drugs or alcohol or intoxication to get rid of their pain. But that's not the way, because pain is still there. Then we have to understand that spirit soul is suffering because we are stuck in the material body. All suffering comes due to forgetfulness of Krishna. Ultimately, then we think we are the enjoyer, and we try in every way to enjoy, then we suffer. There's no enjoyment. It's like sugar cane. You squeeze every drop of the sugar cane and throw it, and a cow comes and try to get the drop out. That's what we are doing. We are trying to squeeze pleasure out of where there's nothing, no pleasure here. And get a drop, oh yeah. And so the spiritual pleasures are so much more. So suffering will remind us of Krishna. From beginning to end, even from the womb, especially from the womb. But then, Maya is so strong, when you come out of the womb, we see this pleasure so pleasurable, and we forget that, that we are meant to serve Krishna. But that's our business, is to remind people. Not that the way some people say, hey, you become Hare Krishna, or you chant, you'll go to hell otherwise. But that's not the way. It has to be. Give them a process, our Krishna consciousness, in a way that's palatable, that they accept it. Someone said, no, I don't want the philosophy. But they like Krishna, give them Krishna. Then they like it, then they'll accept what we have to say. So there is a way for everything. That's what preaching means. Not like you stand in front of the church in Flinders Street. Hey, sir, if you don't join, accept Jesus as the Lord, you go to hell, you never come back, stay down there forever. We don't, the devotees, we don't do that. We go chanting, Hare Krishna, so happy. And then they see, wow, I want to be like those guys. Why are you so happy? Because you chant Hare Krishna. We are telling people through chanting. Srila Prabhupada went to America, he sat under a tree. He didn't start telling everybody, nobody would come to see him. And he cooked and offered to people food. That's how he started, in a very humble beginning. So people see how we approach our system, then they attract it. And of course, purity. We say something, we don't have a purity, we're just saying because the people will know after a while we're faking it. So it will be pure what we say. Then people will know, oh, this is good, I like it. Purity is the force. Even amongst ourselves, you know, if you're going to chant Hare Krishna every day for 40, 50 years, if you don't have the taste for it, you know, there is some taste, there is purity. Oh, Krishna, please, allow me to chant. So there is some attraction. If you're just faking, you have a big bag, like this big bag this size, no beads inside. You're going around. You're knocking your big bag, there's nothing in it. Ah, yeah, you go. Jai, right? pay your patience, you can hear down the road. They touch it, they hit the floor. But they have to have love. You have to have some feelings. Otherwise you can't stay for so long. I've seen it, people come and go. Yeah, so. Another questions? You guys are laughing so much. It's good because you're keeping everybody awake. Do you have any questions? One more question. Yes, Maharaj. Humility. Srila Prabhupada, you know, it's not that. Sometimes he walk his chest up. And I was thinking, that's not humility. You know, the founder guru. You know, I thought humility was like you walk around like the grass. That doesn't mean that. You can have your chest up. You say, you know, my God is Krishna. I'm proud of it. He loved me so much. And I have my chest up. And he looked at my disciple. So Prabhupada's like, you see, some people Prabhupada is doing each other like that. So I said, that's not humility. Dear devotee, how you can be so proud? So I asked, he used to never come to Mangalarti. So I asked my teacher, Prabhupada is not coming to Mangalarti. He started at it. So he said, because he's always thinking of Krishna. For us, we need to go to the temple and pray, because otherwise we'll never think of Krishna. If I didn't tell you to chant 16 rounds, I said, just chant as many like. Like in India, they said, give whatever you like. Then they don't ever do anything. If Prabhupada says, chant 16 rounds, it means 16 rounds. And you can chant more. If he said, I'll just chant whatever you like, that means we'll never chant any rounds. So that means, for us, we need to follow the rules and regulations strictly. Then when you can do it, gradually the humility comes. Humility is following in the process, following the principle. I can't say, oh, be humble, and I don't follow anything. I don't chant 16 rounds, or be humble. It's like father's telling the son, don't smoke while he's smoking. That's where is the humility? Humility is not you, not just your behavior. It's in following the process. What Guru tells you, follow the process, that's the humility. It's not you come. I lived in Vrindavan. Sometimes the people come and they roll on the ground. And we thought, wow. And our temple president said, just kick him. Okay. Just give him a good kick and get up and walk away. He's making a show. Oh, how great devotee I am. Rolling in the ground, in the dust of the holy town. He's just making a show. So I actually kicked him once. never get a chance to kick anyone. They have all the strength, I'm going to kick someone. Then the devotee said, don't kick. And the Prabhupada said that, but we don't need to actually kick. But he said, every morning you get up, you kick your head 100 times and hit your head with a broom. Got myself a broom. He break my head. It's not a show. You think in your mind. So it comes from knowledge by through chanting Hare Krishna, you know. So when you follow the principle, automatically you become humble. You see, Radhanath Maharaj, he's very simple. He didn't wear like silk, a nice clothes, very simple clothes, sannyasi dress. People love him. That's humility. That's renounced order of life. He wore very simple shoes. In India, that Prabhu is wearing the saffron. They fall at your feet and they give you money, everything, because you wear saffron. Because that represents renunciation. I mean, Grihastha, they don't get any respect. But it's not like that. It's not only in the dress, it's in your character, it's in your quality, spiritual quality. When you love Krishna, you didn't get any respect. Krishna knows. You work your ass, I mean, you work so hard. And nobody said, Prabhu, you work so hard. Don't worry, Krishna knows.
No, the authority didn't come to me. Oh, Prabhu, oh, Prabhu. He worked so hard, and here he's a, and he, here's a, give you the pad. And you get him sympathy. So you just die in the kitchen. You go back to go there. There's no sympathy. But Krishna knows. So humility comes from following the process automatically. So you don't need to walk around with a high head. But we can be very practical. It's not, it's a show. It's not a show. It's through following the process, chanting Hare Krishna, following the orders of the Guru. It's not a fanatical thing. Yeah, Prabhu, be humble. That's not the way. Of course. But it's through knowledge we understand that we are so, we are tiny, ocean is so big, one drop, we are, that's what we are. That comes from knowledge. Nobody says, I'm the servant of our servant. Devotee says, because we know, we are servant of our Guru Maharaj, we are servant of Krishna. So it's not an act, it's not a fanatical thing. It's an understanding. That's what it is. When you chant Hare Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, when you chant Hare Krishna, tears flow from your eyes like torrents of rain. Torrents of rain. You know rain dropping. I haven't been here 40 years. I didn't see anyone torrents of rain coming out of their eyes. Wow, you're not humble? Everybody chanting Hare Krishna, all you guys are not humble because they're going to have tears in your eyes. No, it's not like that. If they're chanting, the fact that they're chanting, they're here, it's already good enough. Yeah. I'm here so many years. I still like the Sephora. I don't want the Hare Krishna. That's okay. What we can appreciate, we accept what is through, be practical about everything, not fanatical way. And someone is very humble, they don't want to show it. They're doing it in their heart. They didn't show it. So in many ways, to express a Krishna consciousness is not a matter of show. Yeah. Prabhupada, he didn't cry to everybody. Because people will think very different way. But he was always praying for Krishna. If I come here and put my head down on the floor, I don't get up for 1 hour because I'm so absorbed. And I hit my head on the wall because boom, so much humble, I break my head. Then I can't even think of Krishna. I fast all day and night because I love Krishna so much. I don't want to eat any prasadam. I'm just going to fast day and night. Then the third day I'm in the hospital. That's not humility. Just be practical, take prasadam, work hard. That's, so humility is practical understanding. I know one guy, he fasts Janmashtami all day and night. And then Prabhupada fasts puja, third day in the hospital. You know, Prabhupada didn't ask us. We have to do what Guru Maharaj tells us. That's the humility. Practical. True knowledge.
Hare Krishna.
Any questions or memories?
So you were saying that we should follow the Guru and do what he says. Actually, if we cannot follow the Guru's order properly, and there is something like we are not able to do, what should we do?
Oh, if you can't follow the rules.
No, sometimes like the difficulty comes and we cannot follow 100% properly. And actually we feel helpless because we are not able to do it and we don't feel like connected also. Because now the situation is not in our control and we are not able to do it. So what should we do? Like, what should we do in this circumstance?
Well, most of the time we are in that kind of situation where we are placed in a circumstance when we are not able to follow. Just like I used to work in Hong Kong and I had to take customers out. Sometimes there is onion garlic in the food. You have to, and I have to give them, go to take them to the restaurant. And you know, I'm a proper disciple, I'm working, and you know, then so many things, you know, what do I do? And so I was like, oh, Krishna, please forgive me and everything. I didn't eat. I said, you eat because so I offer, and I'll just have some fruit because I ate too much breakfast or something. I can tell them. So you have to always be very tricky to be Krishna conscious.
to make some way that you have to understand that this is not the way. And that means you can adjust. Just that's intelligent. You can adjust. So if the very circumstance is so difficult, that's different. But there's never a dire strait circumstance. There's always, you know, Krishna doesn't make us so difficult. But if there is very, very difficult, then what you can do? You know, they have, you know, onion in the dal. He didn't know. He ended up eating it and he said, wow, onion, wow. Sorry, Krishna, just forgive me. But that happens. So, that's one example. But the way to actually, you can pray to Krishna and ask for forgiveness. You can adjust somehow, make the situation better to be Krishna conscious. If you just try it to make the adjustment, that is Krishna consciousness, that itself. If you don't try, you don't give it a try, and you say, oh, and you ask a question, oh, how? It doesn't mean anything. As long as you give it a try, then Krishna will give you a chance to adjust everything. But if you just say, you don't try it, when the circumstance come, that means nothing. So you have to see from within yourself. There's always some indication Krishna will tell you from within. If this is not right, it's right. But if you're not smart enough, you won't catch that. Every person who is intelligent will have some indication that they will understand from within.
So like sometimes when we are not able to follow, is that okay if we come back and just try?
It's not okay, but you have to, then you have to. What you can do. But like I said, you can pray to Krishna and forgive. But you're not like breaking the rule like we say it or meaning it. It's not like that. Some small thing, issues, then you can adjust that. It's not happening all the time. Like if you take a fruit from a tree, you don't kill the tree. You're just taking the fruit. You drink mother's milk, but you don't kill the mother. But that's a dead one. They take our mother cow. But they're killing the mother and drink the milk. So we have to understand everything.
Another question, you know, we are encouraging devotees to drink this mother cow dairy milk, which is like balanced drink, and we know some of the people are giving donation here, donating milk from outside, and we are using it to prepare milk sweets and other preparations, and offering to Krishna and then still eating. So is that okay?
Of course. Prabhupada was in America. You know, we offer five types of milk sweets in the morning. What you can do? At least you need to offer Krishna those sweets. So we have to get milk. We're living in New York, there's no farm. We have to get milk from the supermarket. But the idea is to offer Krishna milk products. So, you know, whatever they do to cow, whatever we can do, is not beyond our control. But by offering the food, those milk products to Krishna, those cows will be benefited. They get the blessing. This is circumstances like that. If we have a farm full of cows and people who want to work in the farm, every devotee here, they don't want to work in the farm. We can have a farm and have milk. Everybody wants to have an IT job and nobody wants to work in the, you know, a drive Uber and nobody wants to work in the farm. And so we can have the cow. So what you can do? So the idea is to offer milk to Krishna. That's the system. But by offering the milk to Krishna, those cows will be benefited. If you go and take the mother's milk and drink it, not offering, then the cows don't get the benefit. But we have to offer the milk to Krishna. But there's no milk, what you can do? That's different. Then you get milk powder and make milk. I was in Poland and in the Dream Maharaj, he said you have to make 1,000 gulab jamun. I said I've made 5,000. No problem. Then I went to the kitchen in Poland. And they said milk powder from Russia. Yachi. So I made the milk powder gulab jamun. They were falling apart and so hard time. And they didn't have gas, they had to use wood fire. Took me all day to make 5,000. They were ugly also, they didn't come out wrong. But the devotees whipped them up in 5 minutes. 10 inches. So what you can do, we have to accept the circumstances. The idea behind everything is your endeavor, is your desire to serve Krishna. You make that endeavor and everything will come. So the endeavor, Krishna is watching us. Suppose you have everything here and still we didn't do. We offer Krishna laddu while we have chapatis. We have milk, we have everything. You see? So when we have everything, we don't want to, we are lazy, we don't want to do, we don't want to use. In India, they have no vegetables, they still make 5 subjects for lunch. Somehow. Here we have so much and we are not cooking it. Because we don't want to take the difficult of cutting the vegetable and all those things.
But that leads to the next question. Because there are devotees who have the certain inclination to do some services and they don't want to do that other service. Even though no matter what is the emergency situation, they will not do. What should be, like someone, like you do cooking, but someone other doesn't want to do the cooking. Because they think it's too much, you know, I cannot handle this.
No, the thing is, we don't force anyone. Everything here in a temple atmosphere should be done out of voluntary. If someone has they know how to cook, but they don't want to cook, that is their choice. We can't force people. And we don't want everyone to just come in the kitchen and cook. We're Brahmanas. But if they come, we are giving people a chance to come and help. They can cut vegetables. The cooking is done by devotees. But my point is, there are Brahman devotees, they don't want to do it. That's another issue. But the choice is there. So when we have the facility and we don't want to do it, then that's your choice. It depends on your standard of devotion. We somehow make the connection to Krishna. The idea is to make the connection. If you say, I'm a devotee, you're Brahman, but you didn't make the connection, then you just have a big fat thread. You crack your back with it. Like in India, I have rickshaws, they're driving rickshaw, but they're Brahmanas.
They are a Brahman,
but driving rickshaw. You can buy a thread in the local bazaar for 5 rupees, one thread. It's not, the quality is important, not just how much thread I have. So the quality is when you have a desire to serve Krishna, not just where you're thread. Yeah, I was born in Brahmin family. When was the last time you cooked for Krishna? Oh, 10 years ago. You know what I mean? The idea is that willingness to serve Krishna, that's what Krishna has. Krishna doesn't need poor mouths to cook for him. He just willingness, the desire to serve him. That itself is a service. That act that's better. So somehow we have to make an effort. We have to make the connection somewhere. Beginning the step. Hare Krishna, let's stop. Next time. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Prabhupada ki jai.